This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Just wanted to drop by the table and ask how everything was or is. Are we thinking to go boxes, or would we like to see a dessert menu?
We haven't gotten our food yet.
Yes, we have not gotten our food yet.
It might look like our plates are clean because we loved it so much, but we in fact just haven't gotten our food.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did someone I'm sorry, it's a little hectic today and in the kitchen with a little miscommunication. Did someone drop off these plates with little bits of food on them onto your table?
When we sat down, it was like this.
It was like this.
And hey, listen, we made a reservation here for Restaurant Chaos, so we were expecting some amount of tomfoolery, but to be honest, we're a little bit displeased and It's our anniversary and we might Yelp about this. I don't want to threaten you, but we do have the power of Yelp.
I am so sorry. That's unacceptable. We should never have sat you at a table that was dirty like this. The restaurant does come equipped with security cameras, though.
Ooh,
so we
didn't know that.
We can check just to make sure that your evening is going the way that you
describe it. No need. We'll be leaving.
No. You sit down.
You sit down. How are you doing that? Pressure points?
It's a pressure point.
We don't want to take up too much of your time. We'll just take a free meal, maybe a second meal to go
just an
for
IOU
our anniversary.
Maybe.
To get out of your hair. We don't want to make a fuss.
Yeah, even those, what are those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons? What are those called?
Coupons.
Those big, the big, it's like a big mailing thing. It's like coupons. 10% off
mailer.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
A mailer?
No, it's like a big mailer coupon.
A mailer coupon.
Coupon. Do I always talk like that, honey?
Coupon. Did I say coupon first? And maybe that's
Coupon.
Let me tell you how this is going to work.
We'll get out of here.
Let me tell you how this is going to work.
We're backing out the door.
I have a very particular set of skills.
We're outside the restaurant.
A very good host of a restaurant. It's okay. I've got your license here. 52.99.
No, I am 41.
I'm sorry. It says here that you're 52 and she's 99, which, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
Not to you. You look 52. Oh, okay, you're 41. You look 52. But ma'am,
ouch.
You're 99?
Yeah.
The very same.
He don't look a day over 96.
Oh, thanks. Aww, we're going to just get out of here.
Is it cool? Can I come too?
Yep, we're calling a cab. Get in.
I actually work as a cab driver. I just got my medallion.
Oh,
okay. Sorry, sir.
Not my cab medallion.
This guy's cab.
Medallion.
Fuck, come back.
A medallion that
cab.
I'm wearing to a nightclub. If you're interested.
What nightclub?
Poop.
Ooh, poop. I heard about that from Stefan.
It's the same nightclub in backwards and forwards.
Well, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron Keefe. That's JPC and that's
Whoa. Sorry. No intros unless you're on the list. What's your name?
My name's Aaron Keefe. I should be on the list to be in a Hey Riddle Riddle episode.
Check Veronica Peppermints.
Oh, yeah. Come on into poop. How about you? God. What's your name?
I'm JPC. I have a table to poop at.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Right this way, Mr. P.
I know where to poop.
And my name is Adil Rafai.
What is it?
Adil Rafai.
No, I don't see it. I see anal retired.
Yeah, I'll take anal retired.
All right, come on in.
Adil hurt his own feelings.
By the way, anal retired, I have...
I hated that. I hated that. I said it and I hated it.
Since we last recorded, I've probably had 250 voicemails from people, and Google Voice does this thing where it automatically translates your voicemail, so it gives you a little transcription of what the voicemail is.
You said automatically like a robot says it.
Automatic, hydromatic, and grease lightning.
This thing might as well be grease lightning. But I've been sending you guys screenshots of what it does to our names. Unfortunately, JPC, it's clear enough that it always gets that. It's pretty on the money with JPC, but it spells Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. It's never spelled it the other way.
Yes.
And Adel gets the best things for his name. Google Translate does not know what to do with your name.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, it has
some
short
of
circuits.
The voicemails?
No, but just when I delete them all.
Ate them all? Is that what you said?
I said I delete them all.
Oh.
Just when I think that it can't possibly have like a different hearing of what it thinks our names are. It sometimes people smush them together in a way that it's like, I don't know what this is. It's this weird phrase that is all of our names together. It's very, very fun. It's a little highlight for me.
I think that I should be in charge of the voicemail because you're just deleting them.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, I think that I'm the perfect one to be in charge of the voicemail because I'm the only one that doesn't have little Japanese origami paper for skin. And I'll be honest,
not
everybody
sensitive.
Is nice.
What? I have origami skin? Aaron?
You'll be a beautiful crane one day.
No one said Adel should do it. No one suggested that. Adel didn't. Mister, I just hurt my own feelings.
I'm sorry. Did someone say I'll be a crane one day? By God, I think I will. I think I'll have the 1984 Merlot, please. And if
wait,
you don't
aren't you already a crane?
Put this in my shiffer robe. Excuse me.
Shouldn't
am I already
be doing
a
Daphne impression?
Something, something shiffer robe.
I can handle it. What's some of the mean criticism we're getting on those voicemails? I can handle it.
Why would
I?
Plays in Peoria, but not here.
I will say that on the, Peoria, he's from Seattle.
Yeah, but it's a phrase.
Yeah, okay.
Plays in Peoria.
I do think that on average, the voicemails have been very nice, very, very complimentary. I will say the number one voicemail that we get is, I can't believe this is real. And I got to say, I think that you guys on the show, on the episode, called it, tested it out, and we kept that in the episode,
yep.
Proving
mm-hmm.
that it was real.
Yeah,
but a lot of people still call that it was real. And I got to say, a lot of people call it drunk and high. And I got to say, to all you people call it drunk and high, got to tighten up those messages.
We got to hear those.
No, I completely disagree. Ignore JPC. If you don't want to, no. You are calling us drunk instead of your exes. That's what this is now. Anytime you have the impulse to call your ex, you call
us
instead.
Just for that thing, though. Here's what we should do.
The temperament of it definitely seems like we're not the last call or the first call they made that night.
Here's what we should do is after the credits, after the end of the... So, and then the credits end, there should be 2 minutes of silence, and then we play any... And then we play any drunk or high voicemails so that if people want, they can hear them.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to play some voicemail on the show today, and it's going to be ones that I have curated because I'm going to be playing the voicemails of the behavior that I wish to encourage.
I'm not going to be playing the voicemails
of the people who call softly moaning for a little while. Don't know what that's about.
Mean things, though? Are people saying mean things on there?
No, I don't think so. People are saying mostly nice things, and I think the only people that are saying mean things are people that I think are honestly trying to be funny, and you know, that's fine. We try to be funny on this show all the time, and we don't get it right.
But
so
we're
it's
not
okay
trying
that
to
you
hurt
didn't
somebody's
get it right.
Feelings. I do
well,
have,
no, but
I
we still do.
Have the skin of a baby gerbil, so you can see into my organs.
I'm tough. I would like to start having the reputation for being thick-skinned. You guys, I mean, I've read it to you guys a couple times, and then you've gasped. People say the craziest fucking shit to me, and I'm still standing. I'm
Aaron,
okay.
Take off that bandana, unroll your jean shirt, and stop flexing your right arm to the camera.
Look at this.
We should say, first and foremost, well, this isn't first or foremost. This is second and second most. We recently came back from L.A. where we had, I feel personally, had a wonderful time. We got to spend a lot of time with a lot of good friends. We got to hang out with Big Grande. We had some nice meals with them. We did an escape room. We recorded some fun episodes. We got to guest on fun stuff. So I was...
JPC got to meet Lou, finally.
Yes.
I was very excited to meet Lou. And I think, Aaron, you took a video of Lou, like, just licking at my face.
Uh-huh.
Lou likes to give those kisses. Spaghetti don't give any kisses. Lou loves to give those kisses. Lou's Aaron's dog for yeah. people who maybe are tuning
No, she's my aunt. And we all know that. Yeah, it was so nice to have you guys in my home. I felt
I was like, great game night at Aaron's place.
Mm-hmm. Aaron took me to the Rose Bowl flea market. Did you like my house?
Aaron, I feel like Aaron took the note and she didn't have as many candles lit, which I
honestly thought about that. How did you know? I wanted to make Arnie seem like a liar.
I walked into your house and I said, this is the normal amount of candles. And I didn't want to start opening drawers, but I know there were candles.
There were 80% less candles than when Arnie came over, to give you an indicator. I'm not even kidding. There was 80% less.
Aaron, I will say, Gemma and I were like going to the airport to go home, Gemma said something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, but I can't remember exactly what she said, but she said something along the lines of, I can't believe how nice Aaron's apartment looks. And then I said, I think we should have Aaron organize or decorate our apartment, our house. And then when we got home, I was sitting in our living room and Gemma came home. And as she walked in the door, I go, we need to have Aaron fix this living room.
I'll do it. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for fun. I would love to do that. That is my dream.
So next time you're in Chicago, I'm going to put you to work. I will pay you, but I'm going to put you to work.
But I'm also, I already invited myself over a couple times. I'm definitely staying with you in a couple weeks.
please. And let's go to some, Sadia said Lazy Dog Antiques is full of amazing stuff. So let's you and I go there and we'll pick out some pieces.
Woo! Something to look forward to.
If I may also very quickly talk about a recent travel. I just got back from Toronto, and boy, are my arms tired.
Sure.
Because I was punching the seat in front of me the whole time. It was maybe the worst travel experience I've ever had in my life. I won't get into it.
Sounds like the guy in front of you maybe had a little worse of a time.
No. It was a baby, but it was maybe the worst travel experience I've ever had. And in the midst of this, in the midst of having, I think we had 4 different flights cancel on us and we had to check in. We had to go through customs like 8 times because every time we went to a different terminal to try and catch a new flight, we were technically leaving Canada and going back in, which was insane. Oh, wow. And I'm like, this is bullshit. And the people are like, sorry, that's how it is. I'm like, this needs to change. But basically, at the end of this hellish time, we're almost to catch our flight, and I'm standing in line. We're standing in line for about it was probably about 70-75 minutes, and there's these two people in front of me the whole time, and they're just standing in front of me, and I must have looked haunted. I must have looked more pissed off and more tired and more furious than I've ever looked in my life. And as this guy starts to leave the line with his partner, he turns to me and he goes, I'm sorry, are you Adil Rafi? I go,
oh, no.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm a big fan of Hey Riddle. And I go, I'm sorry. And I hadn't done anything, but I was just like, I must look so awful. Like, this is the worst time to catch me. And I was like, thanks so much. What's your name? And then we also saw them later as we were going to catch our flight, because they were going to Boston, I think. So Jeffrey, thank you so much for snapping me out of my frump. And I'm so sorry.
Jeffrey.
And he was, JPC, he was reading a copy of Dune. And I said, my friend JPC.
The book I wrote.
I said, my friend JPC just recommended that I read this book. So.
Let me ask you, the size of the book he was reading, was it pretty intimidating?
Looked, it was very
a lot of pages.
Yeah.
Big as a book.
Yeah. Looked like a lawyer. It looks like something a lawyer keeps on their desk open.
Yeah. Dune's great if you've got 800 pages to read.
I was there for a wedding. Beautiful wedding. Although I will say, the wedding had 9 speeches. And I think 3 of them used the term, which I've never heard before. And honestly, I don't think I want to hear it. I honestly don't want to hear it again. The phrase was love, laughter, and happily ever after was used in 3 of the speeches. And I was like, I don't know. I've never heard this phrase before, but I don't think I like it. It feels like something that's on like a coffee mug in like Good Housekeeping.
Honestly, I'm pleased that you heard it 3 times because it means that people are visiting my speech writing website. I spent a lot of money on that website making it look good. So I'm just glad that it's finally the SEO shit that I've been doing is paying off.
And that's sexonthespeech.com.
Hate, silence, and accepting compliance. That's my new, that's my mug.
Your new Chuggy mug? Chuggy, is that the term? Chuggy?
I love when Adil learns, I love it so much when Adil discovers something that happened on the internet a year ago. It's like one of my favorite things. I think that should be, you know what?
Have you seen this kid with a lightsaber?
a Hey Riddle Riddle episode bingo card. And one of them, one of the spots is going to be Addle discover something from the internet from 2 years ago.
Gatekeep, so girl happy. Boss, and growl at other dogs at the park.
But it was so nice to have you guys in LA, and it made me like annoyed. I like got re-annoyed that I don't live in the same city as you guys. I'm like, dang, that would be so much easier.
Aaron, I'm so sorry it made you annoyed, but the other side of it, happy you're getting all these Domino's pizzas.
Well, JPC, to be fair.
Is it?
JPC, to be fair, you and I, JPC, please, you and I own houses. Aaron has an apartment.
That's true.
It's not fair to ask her to uproot herself. We should be moving to LA. I'm sorry, Aaron.
You guys have gorgeous houses, and I'm my rent just increased, and I cry about it.
The like Noid was Domino's, though, right? I did get that right. Or is it Pizza Hut?
No, the Noid was Domino's.
The Noid was definitely Domino's. Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, you know the Noid, right?
And honestly, avoid the Noid, if I may. If there's one thing you want to do to the Noid, avoid the Noid.
It sounds like that's advice that Aaron could have taken, because she got annoyed. But it sounds like maybe she should have avoided the Noid.
I now get what you're saying.
I'm happy that you live a 4.5 hour plane right away from me. Again, I feel rejuvenated. I'm young again.
Mm. I'm happy that I live apparently 4.5 hour plane right away from the Noid. Because I don't want to. I just had Domino's the other day. Imagine him taking my Domino's pizza.
Are you old man puzzles? What are you doing? Get a grip on this. You're in charge. We're out of control.
Let's pull our resources and let's buy a house for all three of us that's maybe a few hours outside of LA so we can afford it.
Uh-huh. And then we also can't buy afford the anything anymore.
And a small town, I think we said.
Even the three of us buying a house is not financially possible. We did try to, remember we were trying to find a really, really cheap house on Zillow in the middle of nowhere and make it the Riddle house. And then we realized that that's nothing and no one
that's not tenable. Here's what I'll say. Full transparency. I don't usually talk about finances, mine or all of ours, but we cannot afford to buy the Knicks. And
that's
I'm
true.
So embarrassing.
That should
I'm
give
sorry.
You. It's very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing to say. I hope my family isn't listening. But honestly, we could not afford to buy the Knicks.
I think I outed my finances when I said I cried when my rent increased, and I continue to cry about it.
No, everyone cries when their rent increases. I do think, Adel, you are correct. I even looked into it. I did the math on it. We can't even afford to buy one of Stevie Nicks' cousins.
No,
there's not a single Knicks we can afford.
Did you look on her dad's side though?
I tried. There's even some deceased ones on the dad side.
Good roast on dad side cousins. A lot of people roast them, and I think that that was funny. Mom side cousins are always good. Dad side cousins always suck. Beep. That's not true. Who is the old man puzzles? Because they are doing a bad job controlling.
That's the first riddle. And I will say, Jeffrey. I met Jeffrey's partner, and apparently this is his words, not hers. She didn't say this, so if I'm wrong, correct me.
Okay.
But he said, I've had her listen to a few episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle, and she says, there aren't very many riddles.
So, tell her to say it to my face.
I think we need to reconstitute. We have to reexamine what is a riddle. So is a question a riddle?
So what you're saying is she didn't get us. Okay, Jeffrey's partner. Sounds like you didn't get us. And I would like for you to contact me, and I'm going to beg for you to like me.
I hope she gets Jeffrey.
Can a cat be a riddle? We have to re-examine. Guys, if we want to keep this show going, we have to examine what is a riddle.
Can saying bullshit with your friends be a riddle?
Casey, put soft jazz under this.
You keep suggesting answers to riddles. Those all could be answers to riddles, but I don't know that they're necessarily like cat and love aren't riddles in themselves.
I have an honest question. Am I old man puzzles and I'm just not starting yet? Like, is it me? Okay. Is that why we haven't done a riddle yet?
Whenever we have to pivot, maybe we start to just have people send in their dreams. And what we do for an hour is we interpret these dreams, because that's basically, dreams are riddles.
Hi, friends. My fiance and I have been listening to the pod since the start, and we're huge fans. I recently started gardening, big hipster energy, and subscribed to the Farmer's Almanac newsletter. I was delighted to find they sometimes have puzzles, and in today's newsletter, they mentioned a puzzle ebook, so I obviously purchased it. You can find it attached here. This is much love from Florida, Amber Wojcik. So Amber Wojcik sent us a whole ass puzzle book. I got so many puzzles and riddles. I got a whole fucking episode's worth.
Amber Wojcik, I have to ask, any relation?
It says yes.
To Steve Wozniak?
No, to the Winklevoss twins.
Ah!
Aaron, are you ready for the first one?
Uh-huh.
All of these riddles, it seems, come from farmer's almanacs, and I think that's just a lot of fun. So this one is from the Old Farmer's Almanac of 1972.
Ooh, 1972, back when America was mostly timber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Tim Burton.
1972, I was just a twinkle in my dad's balls. Mm-hmm. What can run...
A twinkle voss in your dad's balls.
A twinkle voss twins. What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and has a head but never weeps?
JPC, water? You dumb fucking piece of shit, it's a river.
It is a river. River, not a riddle, but an answer to a riddle. Yeah, that's a gimme. Now, that said it's from a farmer's almanac from 72, but come on, mm-hmm. that's older than 72, right?
Must Rivers? Be.
Farmer's Almanac lifted that.
I bet River Phoenix was born in 72.
We can't Google that. We won't know. We will not be able to know. Okay, here we go. Here's your second.
I do want to see a quick scene. Oh, and actually, before we do a scene, I do want to do something. Can we, and I don't have it pulled up, but let me see if I can pull it up. JPC, okay. You might have it pulled up.
I might have it
pulled
up.
Can we, because we did it at the end of the last episode or a few episodes ago,
yes.
We put the phone number and the mailing address and all that. Can we do that? Let's do it right now. So I'm going to say, if you have any riddles for us or anything you want to say to us, email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a brand new phone line that we've been discussing. We're not going to wait till the end. We're going to say it right now, smack dab in the first half hour. JPC, do you have that number?
I believe it's 801 riddle one, but that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Let's see if I could.
Okay. The phone number is 1-805-RIDDLE-1.
805-RIDDLE-1.
And we
also have a new mailing address if you want to send us anything. Aaron, what is that?
Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 Montrose Ave. That's Montrose Ave. Number 267 in Chicago, Illinois, 60634.
Perfect. Just because I know a few people have told me that they don't listen to plugs, so I just want to get that done right now. So back to the scene. I want to see a scene. So you mentioned a river has a mouth. I'd like to see a scene.
I do. Thank you, by the way, for humoring the people that don't listen to the full episode. Our target demographic.
We should reward them.
Those are the people that we really want to reward that
I
behavior.
I know we have no power here.
I like to reward
here.
Bad behavior. So Aaron, you are, these are olden days and you're laying by the bank of a river, contemplating life, and JPC, you are the mouth of a river and you are star for attention and someone to talk to. So you are, starting a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Oh. Who said that?
Fish.
Fish? I don't know. Fish are talking to me?
No, but I'm sorry. Pardon me, I spit up a bunch of sabbling. I'm the river. My name is the river. I thought you said something. Would you
Whoa,
not tell me?
Say it, don't spray it. Hi, I'm Kim. How do you do?
Kim, I'm the river. Nice to meet you. Fish.
River, you didn't say anything when I was swimming inside of you a minute ago. Was that okay?
Oh, well,
don't trust up, girl. Don't trust up, girl. Hey, it's
who
Brooke
are you?
Over here. I'm Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Don't trust him. Don't trust him.
This is an ex of mine. I just want to lay that out right now. Brooke
babbling
is an ex.
Brooke is an ex of yours?
I didn't say babbling.
Did he tell you to call me that?
Yeah, he did.
No. Fuck, come on. What are you doing, Kim?
He did, yeah.
No, fish.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I did not know he was such a jerk, Brooke. I would not have swam
yeah.
in him.
Yeah, don't ever swim with him again.
Okay, I mean, I'm a jerk. She took 25% of what was mine. We weren't even married. We were dating.
He called me
she
runoff.
She probably earned
he
it.
He called me runoff.
He called you runoff?
Yeah.
Throws rock into river. Fuck you.
I'll just
that makes him stronger.
That makes me better.
Okay, how do I hurt you?
Threw
up in you.
Honestly, it all ends up in Brooke.
So. Oh, I'm sorry, Brooke.
Basically, you throw it up in her as well.
Brooke, girl, should we just go get drinks?
Bah,
and leave this guy in the dust?
That's what I'm talking about. Come swim over here.
Okay, I mean, if you... If that's what you want to do, I just...
That is what I want.
I just wanted to tell both of you that I met somebody.
What?
Oh, yeah? Who'd you meet?
I'm with Waterfall now.
So powerful.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big appetite. And he likes to keep River wet.
Ew, okay, bye. See.
Fish, 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 fish.
Fish, 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 fish.
Fish, 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 fish.
A Waterfall would like to keep a river wet. I am a caller at every home. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a farmer's almanac from 1970. Okay. I am a caller at every home where you may meet.
And sorry, caller, C-A-L-L-E-R?
Yep, call, new caller on the line.
Caller,
C-A-L-L-E-R.
Okay.
I am a caller at every home where you may meet. For daily I perambulate along each street. Take one letter from me, and still you will see. I'm the same as before as I'll always be. Take two letters from me, or three, or four, I'll still be the same as I was before. In fact, I can tell you that all my letters you may take, yet of me nothing else can you make.
Mailbox.
It is not a mailbox. That is a very good guess, and I will say that's a very close guess. But I'm a caller
letter.
At every home where you may meet.
You say caller. That part again? Caller in every
I'm
home.
A caller at every home where you may meet. For daily I perambulate along each street. Now, I think that...
Latter-day Saint.
I think what's tripping you up is perambulate. That word.
You can still get pregnant from perambulate, right?
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Better perambulate than ever.
You just won a new responsibility. Let's spin the responsibility wheel. You have to take care of someone's card payment.
Oh, man.
Yay!
Yeah, it sucks. It's a bad wheel.
Okay. Can you read it again? Because this, I keep thinking that I have it, and then I remember another part of it.
You guys are so close with mailbox. You're so close with letter. I'm a caller at every home where you may meet. For daily I perambulate along each street. Take one letter from me, and still you will see I'm the same as before as I'll always be. Take two letters from me, or three, or four. I'll still be the same as I was before. In fact,
mailman?
I may... It is a mailman. A postman, if you will.
Mailman?
A postal office worker.
My name is Francis Millman.
To see a scene. Adel, you are a guy just going outside to get his mail and the paper. And JPC, you're his mailman and you have like a boundary problem and you're definitely like peeking through people's mail and you're commenting on what mail he got that week.
Huh, a lot of scenes with JPC starting unwanted conversations.
Okay,
hint,
so
buddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
But do suburban life is great and I'm so fun. Yeah. Let's open up the old mailbox. Huh. There's nothing in here. The flag is up. Oh, maybe it should be down. Which way should the flag be?
Excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, sorry, you startled me.
No,
a man in uniform,
sorry.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
We love a man in uniform.
yes, I'm so sorry. I'm not a park ranger.
Oh, but
I
you have
say,
a park ranger outfit on.
Thank you, outfit. Not a uniform. This is a park ranger's outfit. A park ranger's uniform is much more official. This is a tearaway park ranger. I'm a...
Are you a stripper? A tearaway
no.
park ranger?
It is a stripper's costume. It's a You hit it right on the head. I am not myself a stripper. My partner is a stripper.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know. It's not nice. It's fine. It's whatever.
Okay.
They're a park ranger's... specific strip. They don't get a lot of work.
Well, that's a very specific niche fetish, I'm sure.
And we're so close to a national park that I thought, oh, I'll sew you the costume. You're going to get a lot of work. I do think that they maybe resent me a little bit because I think I did a pretty good sew job on this bad boy.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
But
who,
I'm not, yeah.
Who would want, maybe like bears would want that or I'm not sure. Can I have my mail, please?
Correct. So you've clued into the fact that I am a mailman. That is correct. Now, obviously...
Well, I don't know if you're a mailman, but you are carrying a giant bag with all the mail in it, so I don't know if you knocked out a mailman and grabbed their satchel, but I need...
This is my satchel. I will be honest with you. It is full of stripper clothes, cloth, and just sewing accoutrement.
Okay.
Because here's what happened.
French, I'm sorry. Well, yes.
Me and my partner had a big fight, big blowout fight.
Mm.
I grabbed their bag, they grabbed my bag. So they're right now, they're at a wildfire.
Hey, neighbor here, is the mail late today? What's going on?
Mail's not late. Everyone, I can see y'all on your porches. I can see y'all on your porches.
Carol, run.
Oh, my name? Carol, run. What do you need?
Sorry, yeah, that's Carol, run. Get away.
Right. I know everyone's seen.
I love it.
That's Carol, run. Get away.
Get away from here.
All right, we got to do one more. Here we go.
Yes.
This is from a farmer's almanac from 1898.
What? They had riddles back in 1898?
Apparently they did.
Wow. When you were born? Scooby-Doo. I feel nothing.
Aaron.
Oh,
I'm
you like
numb.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Aaron, he'd be over 100.
Huh.
He'd be like 122 if that were true.
Not much of a math gal myself. More of a
mean friend. That's way older than he is. That's like triple his age, Aaron.
I'm literally begging you all to ignore me today.
Surely you must know.
Before the recording started, I literally was like, guys, I'm in crisis. I'm so late on a deadline. I have so much work to do. Oh, man. I'm going to have to pull an all-nighter. Anyways.
Aaron, maybe this will help.
All-nighter.
This could help.
Aaron, put down that lighter.
I just light my work computer on fire. That's an all-nighter.
You dump gasoline on yourself, and you're like, I got to pull an all-lighter.
That is so funny.
A kid taking a test going, I got to pull an all-lighter tonight. I'm setting my textbooks on fire.
I got to set the school on fire. It's an all-lighter. It moves backward and forward and upward and downward, earthward and heavenward, toward and onward. 'Tis of silver or gold or a metal much baser. It regulates time and keeps thieves in their place, sir.
Wow.
A
Roomba?
It has
Roombas
wards,
back then?
It has wards, though no guardian, save of your pelf, which is wealth. Wealth also kind of rhymes, so I don't know why they said pelf.
Don't tell me what pelf is.
They told you what pelf is. It's in the riddle. And takes care of all things, excepting itself. And Adel, it is not a Roomba, but I love that answer. It moves backwards and forward, upward and downward, earthenward and heavenward, which I think is like the same
wind,
thing as upward.
Wind, time, watches, jail.
Is this something that's no longer in existence? Is this like a fucking dodo bird or something?
No, it's very much in existence. 'Tis of silver or gold or a metal much baser, it regulates time and keeps thieves in their place.
Is it a pocket watch?
I don't really understand it regulates time. I guess I keeps thieves in their place, sir, is much... It regulates time is less
is
helpful.
Is it bars?
It's not bars. It has wards, though no guardian, save of your pelf, which is wolf, and takes care of all things excepting itself.
Deja vu.
Is it deja vu?
I think this episode is going to be called Don't Tell Me What Pelf Is. I think that's the name of the episode.
Don't pelf on me and tell me it's rain.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Pelf? I'm going to try to incorporate pelf into my lexicon.
I'm quite pelfy. People just think you're having a stroke. Pardon my pelf. What?
What's the answer to this riddle?
I think I'm in a pelf. okay, so it keeps thieves in their place, sir, is a good hint to this. But okay. 'Tis of silver or gold? Probably not. You would be more familiar with the metal much baser aspect of this.
Okay. So,
handcuffs.
Ooh, Aaron, that's great.
Aaron, that's a good guess, but bracelets. It's not correct. It is not bracelets or handcuffs.
Thief bracelets.
What keeps a thief in place? So I said bars because I was thinking gold and silver bars, plus bars could go up, down, left, right.
So this is kind of part of the bars, like keeping thieves in place. You would probably need this, but it's
a
not
lock.
The bars. You're so close with
a key.
A key.
A key.
How does it regulate time? How does a key regulate time?
Well, back in the olden days, I think you had to undo the back of your clock and wind it with a key.
Dude, that is absolutely right. Wow. Yeah. You were born in 1898, Aaron.
No, I just
owe you an apology.
You do have an apology.
Aaron, no. I apologize. Adel is 122 years old.
How do you think I accumulated all my pelf?
What is pelf?
Hey, speaking of pelf, we got to make some pelf for ourselves, so we will be back after these advertisements.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is... you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in
no,
that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio. Come on, GPC. We can do this.
They also have an awareness mode. And I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages. And he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team, and it looks like
The costume is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel,
Aaron, thank goodness you're here. Time is of the essence. I am trapped underneath this huge piece of metal. And the only... Oh, actually, you know what? Hold on. I have to get to this within the first 30 seconds. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. And Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. I'll get to your questions about the car that I'm trapped under in a second. Whether you're just standing out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience. Leg. Okay.
GBC.
I'm not done, and I have to get to this. And sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
I was going to say, GBC, oh my God. Don't they also have an online store available? You can sell all your products, whether you sell physical, digital, or service products. Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online.
Oh no, you're stuck under a car. And you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category to use. Then customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template that you want, so your idea, brand, or business stands out online on every device. Help, JPC. We got to help him.
Help, JPC.
You know what, Aaron? It's fine. I was able to get out with my own ingenuity, thanks in no part to my great assets. Hey, and speaking of assets, you can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With a new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Well, I bet you are wondering how I got in this mess, huh?
Oh, sorry. I'm over here eating. Did you need us?
Yeah, we're over here eating.
What are you guys eating?
Cacio pepe.
Okay, so head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is www.squarespace.com/riddle to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Wait, that's not a car on you. That's a backpack.
You can't blame the guy for trying.
He was wearing a backpack. Come on, get out of here. Scram. Did I show you guys this thing that came in the mail? It says it's from Egypt, and it's kind of, it seems like it's shaped like a box.
Okay.
one of the corners is damaged, so there's like the substance pouring out of it.
Shaped like a box.
Shaped like a box.
Not a box.
But not a box.
Well, it could be
what
a box.
What is a box? But it could be a box.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a little voice inside screaming, "Let me out so I can do some puzzles." Uh-oh.
Let's open it.
Get him out, get him out.
I think I have an idea that this is... Oh, it's Sandy.
It's Sandy. Sorry,
it's another
Sandy.
Sandbox. Mm-hmm. How did you fit in this parcel?
Chomp chomp. Remember that one? Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did it right.
So.
You did it right. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, hi. It's me again. Your old friend.
How's
the
it?
Box
thank you for
of sand.
Thank you for mailing yourself from Egypt. That could not have been not expensive. What have you been up to, Sandy, since we last saw you?
I was in Egypt. Yeah. I was I was hanging out with the Sphinx, you know, the get some riddles.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I'm ready.
Adel teed you up with nothing and you slammed it into the dunking hole?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing if he actually came up with something.
Yeah, Mailed from Egypt is actually really good. A lot of people would kill for that intro.
I was just trying to mix it up from saying like, oh, there's water and there's sand. I was just trying to mix it up.
That's fine.
Shame on me for trying something. I'm going to let them destroy
each other, and I'll swoop in and be the queen.
Too late.
Right, but here's the thing. The Sphinx really only knows one riddle, and I'm sure you've been down that path before, so it wasn't much use. But I did get to enjoy some different kinds of sand, which is sort of my thing. So I don't
your
know.
Whole thing.
I've been doing lots of online trivia games for people and online puzzle hunts and stuff for companies. It's sort of my main gig. Doing some private stuff that I can't really talk about yet that hopefully will come out this summer. That'll be really fun.
Very cool.
I would like also say that I'm doing some private stuff that I can't talk about, and I hope it never comes out. I hope you never hear about my shit.
I'm paying a lot of people to make sure you don't hear about what I'm
working on. I got greasy little paws and dirty little pockets making sure my dirt never comes to light.
Well, good luck with all that.
Thank you.
And I've been playing a lot of Horizon Zero Dawn, the original one. Which is fun.
Just a fantastic game. Sandy, have you played the new one yet?
I'm gonna go through the old one, finish that, and then do the new one.
First time through on the old one?
Yeah, I've never played it before.
Oh my god. I love that game. What a fantastic game.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm adoring it.
Sandy, did you have any time to come up with some new puzzles for us?
I was a long ship cargo flight over here in that box, so I spent most of it crying, and then I spent a few minutes coming up with some puzzles. Yeah, no, it's fine.
I get
it's
it.
It's fine.
That's how I do the ratio as well. Yeah.
We're going to call this game Book Mashups, and the way this works is I'm going to give you a clue for... we're not going to call it Book Mashups. We're going to call it something better. We're going to call it Cookbooks, and the reason is I'm going to give you a clue for both a book and a food item.
Okay. And we're going to fudge the numbers so that tax accountants don't look into our shady business.
Cooking the books.
Yeah, you're gonna cook the books. and then the answers will be a portmanteau of the two answers together. So, for example, if I said, let's just get into it.
Why not?
I'll even give you the year that the book came out in case that needs, in case that's helpful. So,
what a way for you guys to find out that I never read books.
1984, 1967.
My memory, when I was thinking about what to set up for the show, I remember that Adel is a big book reader.
Voracious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was.
But let's all applaud when I fall on my fucking ass here.
You happy, America?
All right. Don't be surprised when you crack open this almond flavored cookie and find a message from Big Brother.
So Big Brother would be Orwell, which would be 1984, the one I just referenced. Almond-flavored cookie.
Is it like a 1984-io? No, they're not almond-flavored, so I get it.
What's it? Wait, 1984-io.
What's an almond-flavored cookie? It's not a snickerdoodle, right?
It's something
Girl Scout.
Very, very common in the sort of a crescent shape. You find a Chinese restaurant.
Fortune. Oh, fortune cookie.
1980 right. Fortune.
1980 Fortune cookie is the answer.
Gotcha. 1980 Fortune cookie.
So that's
cookie.
How this works.
So there's a book called Fortune Cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
No. Huh. No.
There's
the food is called Fortune Cookie. The
food,
book is called 1984.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part. I'm sorry.
We're cooking the books. I see.
We're mashing up a book and a food.
I love it.
All right. And number two, parents. You can have a night out on the town thanks to the efforts of this group of enterprising middle schoolers and their stacked concoctions of turkey and ham.
Babysitter's Club sandwich.
Babysitter's Club
Boom.
Sandwich. That's it.
You got it. I don't even have to tell you the years. In a dystopian future, prison officials try to reform violent youths by feeding them so much of this Panda Express staple that the thought of violence becomes nauseating.
This would be a Clockwork Orange chicken?
Correct. Well done.
Wow. Okay.
How many of these, you should go through each one. And have you read the book? Have you read the book? So 1984, have you read the book?
Yeah.
Yes.
Babysitter's Club, have you read all the books?
All of them? Excuse me, sir. I probably did. My mom's a librarian, and I had to sit and wait for her to be done at work. So definitely read those.
I never read that one.
I've walked out of the room of the show playing before.
Babysitter's
Club? Babysitter's Club? Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show.
It's so good.
I'll never know.
Clockwork Orange?
No.
I hit my babysitter with a driving wedge.
Oh, my God.
I never read Clockwork Orange. I did watch the movie, though.
Oh, man. It is a hard read.
Hey, it's a hard watch.
But I'm saying it's got all this other, like, this made-up language in it that you have to parse while you're reading it.
Oh, yikes.
Okay, fun fact about that. So there's this made-up language in the book, and I was reading it in high school. And so, like, for example, the character says horror show to mean something is good. That's true in the movie, too.
Yeah.
But you don't really get it until you read a lot of the book. You're trying to understand through context clues. And my girlfriend at the time was in Russian and spoke Russian. Mm. And so she's reading this. She's like, oh, that's how you say good in Russian is хорошо.
Oh.
So he apparently took Russian and manipulated it.
He bastardized current languages. That's wild.
Okay.
Anthony Burgess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These thick wheat noodles can be found in certain soup shops in Japan and near the windmills of La Mancha.
Man of La Mancha. Ramen of La Mancha. Help.
That's not bad.
Be sinking.
But there's a better, like the main title. What's the guy's name? The La Mancha guy.
Don Quixote.
What are thick noodles? Not ramen. Ramen are thin. Thick noodles.
Soba?
Related to soba.
Related to soba.
Like thick noodle soup.
Pho?
No.
Wrong cuisine. We're looking for Japanese.
Oh,
soup. Soba, ramen.
God.
I feel like I'm going to be pissed.
Well, it ends in Don.
Don.
Udon?
Udon.
Udon.
Nice one.
Here's the thing with soups. A lot of them are fish stock. And so even if it looks vegetarian, I just can't eat it. And so sure. I don't even look at the soup menu, guys.
Well, you lost all your money in the fish stocks, right?
I was put into the fish stocks, and the local boys in town came and threw trouts at me.
Aww.
This fried Middle Eastern vegetarian delicacy, here you go.
Thank you.
Made from exactly 9 chickpeas, is attempting to convey a dangerous relic on a long and terrifying journey across Middle Earth.
Falafelship of the Rings?
That's it. Falafelship of the Rings.
Wow.
Falafelship of the Rings.
Falafelship of the Rings.
Incredible.
I know you've read that one.
Yeah.
JPC.
I've read Fellowship. I made it about halfway through the Two Towers, and I said, the movies are better.
Yeah.
Tom Bombadil Pickles?
I'll allow it. This summer grilling staple is a binge drinker topped with ketchup, lettuce, and cheese who can't be sure she can trust what she sees through the window as she rides into London each day.
Lady on the train. Girl on the train. Girl on the train?
Yeah. Girl on the train, and then what's...
Grill on the food, train?
Food. You know what? A lot of people say that. It's not grill on the train. It's the food that leads into girl.
It sounded like a drink when you said...
Ketchup, lettuce, cheese...
Ketchup, lettuce, cheese.
Grilling staple.
Burger.
Marinade. Marinade.
What'd you say, Aaron?
Hamburger on the train.
Hamburger
on the train.
God, that's hard for my brain to get. Hamburger on the train.
I would love to see that movie, and instead of Emily Blunt, just a hamburger in a cardigan. Take my money, Hollywood.
Hamburger in cardigan.
You just lost Emily Blunt as a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Please, Emily. Please come back.
I've read that book. Anyone read that book?
No, I've not.
Seems too intense for me.
It is pretty intense. To make this bedtime dessert, sandwich a bowl full of mush between 2 round cookies, whisper hush, and dip the whole thing in chocolate.
Well, can you read that one again?
Can you read that again?
Wow.
To make this bedtime dessert, sandwich a bowl full of mush between 2 round cookies, whisper, hush.
Good night, moon.
Pie.
Good night, moon pie is right. Anyone read that one?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times, thousands of times.
This Too many times.
This side dish discovers a secret identity hiding beneath seven layers of its mysterious rich neighbor on Long Island and becomes disillusioned with the American dream.
The Great Gatsby.
Beautiful dip. Can you repeat
the Great Gatsby bean dip?
There you go.
Oh.
I do love a seven-layer dip. I love a seven-layer
dip. I need to do
dip.
A book theme party and make the Great Gatsby bean dip. Because that would make me chuckle if I saw something labeled that at a party.
You know, every year for the Oscars, we throw an Oscar party and we make a menu based on Oscar films, puns based on Oscar films.
I used to do that. Yeah, very fun.
And this year, it was a really hard year. And I'm trying to remember some of the ones that we came up with. And I wish I had the list in front of me, but maybe
I guess we'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you have a favorite of all time, like a pun dish?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of my favorites of all time was when a very long engagement. Do you remember that movie with Audrey Tautou? That was nominated. And a friend of mine brought that and called it brought a sausage and called it a very long encasement.
Nice.
That's very funny.
I think for this year, I would show up to your party with a 2 liter of Coke and say I brought soda, like Coda.
Nice.
Would you? Oh, here's mine.
In parentheses, like Coda.
Here, I found my list from this year. The ones that I've come up with. Damned Spotted Dick from Macbeth.
Nice.
Damned Spotted
Dick. Okay.
Boxes of Pain au Chocolat from Dune. Box of Pain.
Nice. Gotcha.
And We Don't Talk About Brew, No?
Very good.
Nice. Love it.
All right. Back to the puzzles.
Woo. I would have shown up with Belfast food.
Yay!
Yes.
Hope you guys like Taco Bell.
I'm pissed that I was using the same movie to try to think of one.
I'm Belfasting this year.
I'm Belfasting. I brought nothing.
Well, fuck you. We had to pay for all this food. But since I'm here, so I guess I'll eat.
Also, better than Dan, who brought licorice pizza. Hey, Dan, anyone eating the licorice pizza yet?
No.
Fuck off.
This delicacy from Florian Fortescue's ice cream parlor is served between two halves of a fruit by dark wraiths who float around sucking every good feeling out of you, but at least the chocolate sauce helps afterwards.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, but it's, what is it called?
Marzipan.
Nice.
No, the whole title is, you can hear the whole title in the answer.
Oh.
The Prisoner of Azkaban, and then keep going.
Banana Foster.
Almost. What do they serve at an ice cream parlor? They don't serve that.
Banana split.
There you go.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
You got to say the whole thing for it to count.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkabanus.
Banana split.
I got it.
By the way, don't sleep on a banana split. That is a good thing to get at an ice cream parlor. 100%. I love a banana split.
Even Dairy Queen has good ones.
Don't sleep on it either.
No.
Not comfortable.
If something at an ice cream store even has a hint of being healthy, I want it completely out of my face. I don't want it in my face at all.
Three more. As you stir this sauce, often thickened with flour, you wonder if a painting of the sauce that you keep in your attic is becoming congealed and moldy.
Dorian Gray. Picture of Dorian Gray.
A roux?
Yeah, like a gravy.
Why roux do I know in? What the picture of Dorian Gray is? I don't roux know what it is.
Gravy or?
Ragu?
Gravy.
That's right.
Picture of it all together.
The picture of Dorian Gravy.
Picture of Dorian Gravy.
Wow.
Never read that one.
Me neither.
Me neither.
I own it, but I haven't read it.
I've had gravy though, so so that's something.
Same.
I've had gravy a ton.
This common restaurant appetizer combines a prickly vegetable with mayo and sour cream, at which point you are crowned king and the wild rumpus starts.
Where the wild things are artichoke dip.
There you go. First shot.
I was on Where the Wild Things Jalapeno Popper.
Where the Wild Mozzarella things. Sticks.
We're the Wild Things Nachos.
All right, last one, the best one. Take fries, top them with gravy and cheese curds, okay, and then cover the whole thing with honey and eat it in the 100-acre woods with no pants on.
Winnie the Poutine.
Winnie the Poutine.
Winnie the Poutine.
Oh, father, I have diabetes.
There was next to I.O., this is maybe six or seven years ago, the old I.O., so maybe even longer, a poutine restaurant opened up. And we went there one night and we were like, a poutine restaurant? This cannot last long. And like
and it didn't.
4 weeks later, it was gone.
Poutinery?
You want to know why they overheard that? You hurt their feelings so much that their cooking didn't have any passion.
Pack it up. Well, we also tried it and I don't think it was very good. Okay. And I was like, I don't know that there's a big appetite for poutine in Chicago.
Yeah, not a lot of Canadian expats in Chicago, mm-hmm. to my knowledge.
No, we got other ways to convey gravy and cheese to our diets.
If you come to the Midwest and you try to tell them like some other way to do a cheese curd, they're like, no. You deep fry it or you get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we're in Chicago, we're like, gravy on fries? Gross. We want wet beef and wet bread. And the deepest of dishes. Sandy, thank you so much. This was outstanding. Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to let our audience know about?
Well, I got some ongoing stuff. Put puzzles out on Twitter at PZLR and on Instagram at Mystery League. And I'm running a new publication and newsletter that's subscription-based. So you can sign up for free, but you could also support the stuff I do and get some exclusive puzzles at this new thing I'm doing called Signals, which you can find at signals.fun. I would love if you joined.
And signals.fun, let me ask you this, Sandy. You have no problem with, say, a riddle podcast subscribing at the minimum level and then using those riddles to do their riddle podcast, right? I mean, if we're just talking hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's no problem with that at all. What, do you have one? No. You have one in mind?
Don't worry. We've got riddles from 2017 that we haven't done yet, so we're fine for a while.
Okay. I got a really quick true story to tell you. I was with my kids and we were going on a hike and they were asking for some puzzles. And I was like, I am tapped out of like kids level riddles. So I started Googling them. And the last time I Googled riddles for kids, I found some random website. So this time I found some different website and I started reading them. And I was like, this is a lot. Who collected all these? Do you know where I was?
Were you on our database?
I was on Riddies and Puzzies.
That is a fan-made and fan-run like database of our riddles. That is amazing.
That's amazing. That was amazing. Well. You couldn't stay away long, could you?
I'm giving you puzzles and you're feeding me parenting advice, so it all works.
It's a snake eating itself.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Well, Sandy, thank you so much. Let's put you back in this box. I'm going to shove some where the sidewalk burnt ends in your mouth, and we're going to ship you back to Egypt.
No, I'm done with... No,
it's too late.
Cairo,
gotta
row,
wait a
row
month
boat.
Or whatever.
It's nothing. Oh, man, that Sandy guy. I always love when he sticks around.
Sandy?
Yeah, of course. Hey, but something I love even more than talking to Sandy is listening to one of our fans.
Doesn't seem right. Oh, okay.
Casey, play that voicemail theme. Wait for the beat. Hey, riddle. I want to get calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
Hi, my name is John Keith. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I find myself I've always wanted to visit the city of Chicago, and I find myself moving there in about a month. I've never even seen the city before. I'm really, really excited, but I'm also a little nervous. I was wondering if you had any words of advice or encouragement that you could give me to help me put my mind at ease. Thanks so much, Clue Crew. Love y'all.
Okay, two quick things. One, did he say his name is John Keefe?
Yes, so I did pick this one because he did say that his name was two of the host's names. I think he said his name was John Keith.
John
which
Keith.
Which is just two first
okay.
names.
Okay, we have
and then
same
the second
name.
Thing that raises my hackles is I find myself moving there. What, is
you
this
never
a
moved to a city
song?
By accident?
This is not
you
my
ever
beautiful
You find yourself. Move into a city you've never seen.
Let the days go by. I am drunk as hell buying houses anywhere.
Look, I thought this was a great voicemail because we have all been in, not really, but a similar position to John Keith, which is moving to Chicago. We've all moved to Chicago before.
We all did it.
And I
everyone's
doing it. We probably have some wisdom that we can impart.
Yes. There's two types of weather.
Yeah.
In Chicago, there's two types of weather, construction and winter. Am I right? But seriously,
buy
layers. You're going to want
to
buy layers, okay? You're going to want to...
I will say this.
Yes.
Off of buy layers, I think invest in a warm winter coat. You will get mileage out of it. I spent my first three winters in Chicago just wearing like a fucking flimsy pea coat that was like... I mean, the wind just blew right through it. And then 3 years in, I bought a real real parka, like a thick ass parka. Best decision I ever made in Chicago.
Smart. I'd also say besides just buy leather. Your pelt is showing. I would say explore the neighborhoods and specifically explore like Andersonville. I'd also say Lakeview has some great places. Our Chinatown is pretty great. Bronzeville. Basically, don't just hang around like Lincoln Park. Explore some of the other that on the outskirts. Explore some of those neighborhoods because there's some phenomenal restaurants and foods and stuff going on there. Aaron,
I have a lot to say. First of all, you're doing a great job. You're moving there right in the summer. I also moved to Chicago in July. That helps a lot for it to be warm when you're navigating around. I familiarized myself best I could with the train line, specifically the red line, brown line, and some of the bus schedules, and that helped ease some of my anxiety before I moved. But I had never seen my apartment before, and I didn't know anything, and I showed up with literally no money and was completely alone, and it was a great summer. I had a friend give me advice before I moved to LA that I think will help you, which is the circle advice, where when you move to a new place, just explore little circles at a time and then expand your circles. So just go for a walk around your block every single day and then and find a coffee shop that's nearby and just go there for a week. Don't put too much pressure to explore everywhere all at once. And then you expand out little by little by little. And that's how you get to know where your favorite places are and what it's going to familiarize your body and your heart with the city. And that's
and if you expand little by little by little, eventually you're just fucking north. You're Elijah Wood in the movie North.
Yeah. Amen to that.
But I think you're being very brave. It's going to be so much fun. I'm sure a year from now, you're going to be nostalgic for your first few months in Chicago. So just have fun.
Yeah, I will say also Chicago is one of, if not the most segregated city in, I think, the country. So you will have to go out to explore other pockets of the city, like wherever, whatever neighborhood you're in, wherever it is. I think the very first neighborhood that I lived in, there were like three Ethiopian restaurants within a block of me. And I was like, huh, I guess this is just like this section of Uptown is where fully Ethiopian people live. And if I hadn't explored that like pocket, I don't think I ever would have found it. So you got to go and like get outside of your comfort zone a little bit to find the other things that the city has to offer. Because like Adel said, if you stay in like a 4-block radius, you know, be adventurous if you want. Take
so
some time.
We have
but you got to, you got to, you have
opposing
to...
advice where I go, don't overwhelm yourself in the first month of being there. Just get to know your block. And you guys are saying, do not do that. Explore. So you know what?
Well, it depends on where you move to. Like my thing was like, if you move to Lincoln Park, Lincoln Park is fine. But it's a lot of like 20-year-olds and it's a lot of like bars and like people yelling woo out of a car. There's not much culture to it. So I'm just saying wherever you move to, depending on where you move, explore. And I will say one more thing. If you go to one place, go to Kingston Mines. Kingston Mines is maybe my favorite place in Chicago. It's a blues club. It has two stages. It has surprisingly good food. Go to Kingston Mines. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And again, you won't see any 20-year-olds trying to drink at Kingston Mines. So you don't have to worry
also,
about that at all.
John, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, I have... So people have asked me advice like this before, and I have a bunch of random moving to Chicago advice that I have put all together that I can send to you in an email or over Instagram if you want to reach out.
But the point being that you need to take advantage of the cultural offerings that a city like Chicago gets because you will not get – there's only a few places, at least in the United States, that you can get that experience. You can also just not get that experience at all. So – my advice to you is to take advantage of the fact that there are other cultures of people living in Chicago. While you take as much time as you want to experience that. But I feel like if you move away from Chicago without ever experiencing the
like
other
Pilsen?
Aspects
Pilsen
of Chicago.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, that you will. That is something that you will definitely regret. And I know, even from like living closer to the city center, like just the access to like, man, I can't. There's no Indian restaurants in my new name. I have to drive like 25 minutes to get good Indian food. Where I took it such for granted that I could walk and find like 3 Indian restaurants within 10 minutes of me before. Like it is really nice being able to have that bevy of options.
If you want Indian food, go to Devon Street. It's maybe the best Indian food you'll find in the U.S.
So I think the question was, where do I get good Indian food in Chicago? John Keith, I hope that we answered that question for you. And that brings us to the end of the show. So let's do some plugs. Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I do, but I don't think the thing... I recorded some things with... I guess it on some podcasts, but I don't think the episodes will be out by now. So I'll just say, listen to podcasts. If you find a podcast you like... If you find a podcast you like, support their Patreon. And if you can't support their Patreon, just maybe spread the word. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tweet about it, Instagram about it. What just help support the shows you like, because I think a lot of people assume they're like, oh, they'll be fine. But it really helps to just tell someone, to just be like, hey, text 3 friends and be like, I found this show, maybe you'll like it. And even if they hate it, just, I don't know, spread the word. I'm done. I see my time. Suck my dick, fuck you.
Suck my dick, fuck you.
JPC, man. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, so again, this plug is coming courtesy from a 5-star review from iTunes from Moo from Planet Pop. It says, highlight of my morning. I always try to listen first thing in the morning on my commute. It really keeps me awake listening to how well the 3 hosts play off each other so well. That and the fact that this show gets me so horny for Riddies and Puzzies, I can basically drive with no legs. Like, my hog is never more in attention than when I'm listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. Could not recommend this podcast more. I gotta be honest with you, this is one that I only read the first half of. I said, this looks great. Go ahead and read this.
They got you. They tricked you and they got you. So
they truly did get me. Do not drive with your penis. Let's do both hands 10-2. Why don't we try that for driving?
Suck pig, huh? Okay.
Aaron, anything that you have to plug?
I would like to plug Sitcom D&D. I'm having a lot of fun recording it, and I'm having a lot of fun with my friends over there. It's really great. We're winding down to our season finale, winding down. And we sort of had a meeting planning out season 2, and I'm so excited for some of the guests that are going to be on season 2. So now is a good time to jump on and binge the episodes. Adel and JPC's episodes are a great place to start because you can sort of just drop in, and they absolutely crushed it. They're so nice to me. You guys are so nice to me. Anyways.
And now's a great time for season 2 of Hey Riddle Riddle as well. So it's a big time for season 2's going
on
here.
Oh, and check out our merch store. We have new merch in our merch store. Great stuff going over there. We won't tell you until you get there, and then you can see what it is, and don't be mad at us.
Hey, yeah, there's a link in the episode description to our merch store, and let's just say we do have some season 2 merch for Hey Riddle Riddle that is already out and available. Ugh.
Aaron, I'm sorry I told you to shut up earlier.
You didn't tell me to shut up.
Oh, okay.
See, good. I fixed
shit,
it.
Was that me?
I fixed it. I love you, Jupiter.
Love you. Bye forever. Help forever.
Bye now. Bye. Sounds good. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Collins. Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Blips and Bleats. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have special guest Eric Silver from Join the Party podcast on to GM a game of Goat Crashers for us. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.